KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The man who was killed in a shooting that gripped the community of La Lucia has been identified as a senior KZN official from rail agency PRASA. Jacob Kwayele died two nights ago when his car came under fire on Shelbourne Avenue. In a statement last night, PRASA revealed the 53-year-old had been the infrastructure manager in KZN. The group CEO described Kwayele as a talented engineer who played a vital role in the rail recovery program. And as La Lucia residents reel from the shooting, the Ward 35 councillor says he'll be meeting with the Durban North SAPs next week about the incident. Bradley Singh says they held a community meeting yesterday.
We had a police in Bizo in Mhlanga at the Mhlanga ski boat, and obviously the issue was raised.
Police are still searching for the killer and haven't given any further information. Singh says the community is anxious, with local security companies having stepped up their patrols.
The community of Mhlanga, La Lucia, Glenashley, they're not used to having drive-by shootings and assassination plots and, you know, attempts taking place in the community, because this is like new for this community.
In Gauteng, police have arrested a second suspect in connection with footage of child sexual abuse uncovered in Midrand. The 25-year-old woman is the girlfriend of the 35-year-old man who was apprehended last week. The woman, a web designer by profession, was arrested in Houghton yesterday. SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Veek says she faces charges of possession of child pornography and money laundering.
An intensive investigation by the SECI units uncovered evidence linking the woman to criminal activities, including the possession of an estimated 10 million child pornography images and videos. These materials were discovered on various electronic devices. The suspect is set to appear before the Randburg Magistrates Court on Monday.
And US President Donald Trump says he's going to ask Saudi Arabia and OPEC to bring down the price of oil.
You got to bring it down, which frankly, I'm surprised they didn't do before the election. That didn't show a lot of love. If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately. Right now, the price is high enough that that war will continue. You got to bring down the oil price. You got to end that war. They're very responsible, actually, to a certain extent, for what's taking place. Millions of lives are being lost.
He spoke to delegates in Davos, Switzerland, in an address to the World Economic Forum last night. Trump says that's not all he'll ask for.
I'll demand that interest rates drop immediately, and likewise, they should be dropping all over the world. Interest rates should follow us all over. The progress that you're seeing is happening because of our historic victory in a recent presidential election, one that has become quite well known throughout the world. I think a lot of things are happening to a lot of countries.
On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 28 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32. For NewsWatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanye.